The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Just to finish up on the little trip around the league, how about Micah Parsons' quote on Mike McCarthy? Parsons said, all coaching aside, Mike can leave and go wherever he wants. Guys I kind of feel bad for is Zach Martin, who might be on their last year on the way out. That's who I want to hold the trophy for. You want to win games and do great things with those types of legends who put in more time and work than Mike McCarthy ever did. Bob, wow. That doesn't sound like like a endorsement of the head coach. No,
far from it, which is why I think he'll at the end of this year be done. So
I know what he's saying there is I'm more indebted to the guys that I sweat and bleed with every day than the head coach.
Yeah,
like he'll go do what he wants, but man, that didn't come out right. No.
And his message could have been expressed a little differently.
Yes.
You know, he says, well, coaches are coaches. You know, they do their planning. I work with the guys who, and there's a way to do it. By the way, can I get this little plug in here
Please,
for a friend
Bob.
Of mine?
Yes.
Do you know Dave Pallone? Because I wanted to do this the other day, and I didn't get around to it. Dave Pallone is a harness racing legend.
Oh, yes.
In the Meadows.
Yes, I have met him.
He just had his career win number $21,000. $21,000, I should mean. He's made a lot of money in that role as harness racing legend. But he first started in 1982. He's still doing it. 21,000 wins for Dave Pallone down at the Hollywood Casino at the Meadows. So I just want to say congrats to him. That's a long way to do that. Have you ever ridden a harness racing thing? I have.
Yes. I think he set it up, if I recall correctly. It was me and was it Mulsey? Who else from the station?
Right, they have those celebrity races, and I've done those a few times. I was scared out of my mind, though.
I didn't
think we were so close. I mean, I'm thinking one false move here and we're going to be flying out of this seat.
Believe me, I thought of that too, but what powerful animals they are, Bob. I didn't think that the horse pee would be flying the way it does.
Yeah, the pellets, all of that stuff.
Yeah, lots of pellets and
your
pee.
Your face takes a beating.
Limits, you think it's all fun out there, and then the next thing you know, there's pellets and pee flying at
you. Yeah, well, congrats to him, though, because despite all the pellets and pee, he's been a consistent winner. He's he's one of the best ever.
All right, I agree. Limits, let's go to our new segment on Mondays called Sounds of the Game. You introduce them, you play a short clip, and Bob and I riff on it. You ready, Bob?
All right, let's start with Mike Tomlin talking about he's a degenerate, exactly?
We'll never know, will we? You know I'm a degenerate.
Would Mike Tomlin admit that the Steelers were going to actually snap the ball on 4th-and-1 when they got Washington to jump? Well, apparently not.
We'll never know, will we? You know I'm a degenerate.
I like that quote. He had some good one-liners after the game. I loved the way he coached the game yesterday. That was not living in your fears, and I like that. And he's doing a hell of a job this season, Bob.
Oh,
and there's
no
way they were going to snap the ball. Maybe slap the ball, but not snap it.
No. And again, you can talk about young players, inexperienced, it doesn't matter. At that level, you've played football long enough to know what the situation there.
Did Russell Wilson use any audible tricks
he
there?
Might have, but
what happened?
But
why did that guy jump like that?
Well, Chris Hoke on our postgame show said, I've done that before. I know how this feels. He's anxious. He wants to make it. I said, but you can't be that anxious when you know they're not going to run a play. They were not going to run a play there. So...
Limits.
James Pierre was asked about what happened on the fake punt.
Wish you had that play back.
Yes, most definitely, you know. But I moved on to the next play very quick.
Is it something that you guys practice all the time?
Yes, most definitely. Like, just been in the NFL a while. When things happen bad, you got to move on to the next play.
Were you surprised that play was called there?
No. I knew it was coming all week. I practiced all week for it. I called it all week. When it came, I was ready to go. Too ready.
Apparently, he made the catch every time in practice, Bob. I love that call. I do. He just didn't catch the ball. He was he made a nice play late. I thought that ball was actually underthrown by Jaden Daniels. But still, Pierre made a play. So good for him that he got back into it, right?
Yeah, no question. I think when I look at that play, I'm thinking to myself, 15 yards is a long way to go. And he may have thought that he needed to catch it and run to get those 15. I'm not sure where he was and how far of the 15 yards he was into there. But when you take your mind off of it or take your eye off of it, trying to figure out where you are, that's probably why he dropped the ball. And, boy, again, it's just a tremendous amount of homework by the Steelers coaching staff to even see that as a possibility.
Were you wondering what happened to Danny Smith's face, Bob, on the sidelines?
We had that conversation.
Did he get attacked by a cat or some other sort of animal?
No.
What happened?
I don't know, but I do know at his age, and we've talked before, it could be blood thinner issues like I have.
Anytime, oh, really? Okay.
Something happens, you can bruise very easily.
He is the best, isn't he?
The fact that people love him,
just added to his persona on the sidelines, didn't it?
Yeah, people love him. All those players play for him. They immediately go to him, and that says a lot. Because he tries to make it fun for them as well as, you know, educational when he coaches. So they respect that.
I've heard from people saying, hey, you've been critical of Danny Smith in the past. Yeah, when they had bad special teams. That's the way it works. And unfortunately, for a number of years there, they had mediocre special teams. They did. That's a fact. But he's come around. So has Mike Tomlin, who may win a playoff game now for the first time in 8 years. So as I always say, what happens on the field or the ice or the court changes opinions. Right?
There's no question. It's all about what happens, and that's how you're judged.
You might have thought the New York Jets were going to be good this season. Well, guess what? They stink. So you can stick with your original opinion, or you can open your eyes, watch the games, and arrive at a new one. That's the way pro sports works. And guess who else has new opinions almost every game? Certainly every cluster of games. Coaches, general managers, people running franchises. That's what happens. You speak to the people in charge, to the fans, to the media, and everybody else by what you do on the field, Bob.
No question. That's what it is. And
so I reserve the right to change my opinions on lots of things based on what happens on the actual field. Okay?
And you can change it again if things go awry. You know, when things, you know, you get to a point where you set this up, now it's about taking it to the next level and completing the mission.
Next up, George Pickens was asked about his relationship with Russell Wilson and how they've started to elevate the deep ball.
Yes, sir. Letting the ball loose, that's one of his biggest components of his game, trusting the receivers. You know, when it's a certain coverage, when you see certain space, front pylon, back pylon, he's going to release it. So his mentality for throwing the ball is for sure superb.
Bob?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
That was a little hazy there, Limits. The sound on
When we do post-game shows, sometimes that is the case. The acoustics at visiting stadium, you're not really sure what you're going to get. So,
what was he talking about there?
I don't know.
He was talking about the relationship with the deep ball and how Russell Wilson's ability to basically throw it where it needs to be is superb.
Well, here's the thing. Even on the interception, he was giving George Pickens a chance to make a play, which is never a bad idea. George Pickens, we probably haven't talked about enough today. He was out of this world great. That was an Antonio Brown performance yesterday is what it was. The one catch he made across the middle where guys were bouncing off him, you know, like bumper cars, and then he's high-stepping through people. The catch in the end zone was ridiculous. I mean, that's just, I don't even give Russ that much credit on that one. I'll give him credit for a lot of other stuff yesterday. That's just throwing a ball. And Pickens even said, that's me making an adjustment to the ball, really, is what I'm doing there. What a great play that was. He made another great catch on the sidelines. And I have a feeling that Russ was ready to go to him on that touchdown pass to Williams. They were both running, putting pressure on the single safety that was back there. And that guy seemed to get caught right in between because I think Russ could have taken his pick, but maybe Russ saw him shading a little to his right, to Russ's right, and delivered that unbelievable ball to Williams. But are we giving Pickens enough credit today, Bob?
Well, we should.
Because he was a star.
The body adjustment on that play, it's hard to imagine you could do that with your body. But, you know, Washington believes in blitzing. Dan Quinn's an aggressive guy defensively. And so that will leave one-on-one opportunities. If you're a quarterback like Russell Wilson, if you trust those guys, you throw it up and they make plays. I thought the throw to, you know, Williams was a great throw, a really good catch. But, I mean, to put that ball on the money with that much pressure on your back foot was incredible. But, again, single coverage will make a lot of that possible.
And here's another thing I reserved my right to change my opinion on and just might. A month ago, George Pickens did not look like a great candidate for a long-term contract. Once again, the effort part reared its head and all of that. And I'm thinking, and I think a lot of other people were, do you want to invest tens of millions of dollars into this guy when this stuff keeps coming up? But the presence of Russell Wilson seemingly has changed a lot there. So the arrow would be pointed in a different direction for me now on that, because he's great, but he's also involved and making extra effort right now. And since Russell Wilson became the quarterback, three starts for him, Pickens has 14 catches for almost 300 yards and two touchdowns, which could easily be four touchdowns. So Wilson's presence, I think, has changed things for Pickens in a big way.
No, I think there's no question about that. He's now a big part of it. They're looking to him. I thought Fields looked to him as well, but it's just about the way those balls are thrown, the trajectory of them, how they come down. It gives you, if you have, and the thing about Pickens, he's big, and is Williams. Williams, 6'4". Those big targets can go up if you have the leaping ability to do it, take it away with strong hands from a defender. And that's all he's giving them a chance to do, and they're taking full advantage.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Top of the hour, Ray Fittipaldo's report card. Why don't you give us one more little soundbite, Limitless Wonder?
Here's one more. Here's Russell Wilson saying that you just have to love clutch moments in these types of games.
You got to love clutch moments. You know, when you get guys that can make plays and do things for you. You know, first of all, Big Mike over there, just traded for him. You know, he's a tremendous football player. We got GP on the right, Van on the right, you know, and those guys, you know, Pat showed up in big ways. I mean, just guys just stepped up in key moments and just another great moment.
I think that Russell Wilson imbues, and do you like that word, Bob?
It's a very good word.
Imbues his teammates with confidence. He's a lifter of spirits, you know, so he's taken a lot of heat. Some people don't think all of that is real, that he's got kind of a corporate, I don't know, however you would phrase that personality. I tend to think it's real. I tend to think when a guy is drafted where he was drafted, a little lower in the draft, undersized, and makes his way to the Hall of Fame, which he surely will, there's got to be something special about him, you know? And it's not just his talent. There's something beyond that. And I think his attitude and the way he carries himself is real. That's just me. I don't know him, but that's the impression I've always gotten with him, is that all that stuff is real.
Yeah, I think so too. And all we have to do is base it on what we know and what we've seen. You can hear stories. Okay, that wasn't the case in Seattle, was it? People loved him in Seattle. He had relationships.
There were problems. Guys like Richard Sherman were critical of him.
All right.
Bobby
Generally
Wagner.
Speaking, you wouldn't have had a double-digit year career there with 9 Pro Bowls if players didn't like you. You know what I'm saying? You can hear all the complaints that people want to have. Largely, though, I base what I see on what I see. That's all I can do. And what I see is a guy who's committed to this. He's committed to the place he now calls home temporarily, whatever the case may be. And he gets out there, and he's very active in community. How can I not like that?
Yeah, I think he's gotten a bad rap from people. But he has, with his, you know, as Schlereth termed it, toxic positivity, rubbed some people the wrong way. I just never thought it was really fair. And I thought people let maybe their opinions of Wilson taint what they saw last year in Denver or what they should have seen. The guy had a good year. I bet you as this season goes on, there's going to be a lot of teams out there that are saying to themselves, Why didn't we call Russell Wilson? He's still good.
Well, that's what I said. With both these guys, actually, Fields and him, both. It started with Wilson. You're going to tell me nobody in this league would have said, hey, let's bring him in. We're close enough. You know, and yeah, there are quarterbacks on your roster, but there are fewer of them who can say they're better than Russell Wilson. And it wouldn't have taken all that much, knowing that Denver was going to pay the whole thing. I mean, how crazy is that? And to have nobody but the Steelers be interested seems stupid. Maybe there were other teams. He chose Pittsburgh.
I don't think there was.
The New York Giants would have been better off doing it?
I don't think they offered him pole position. Oh, other teams could have and should have, but I don't think there was anybody else out there telling Russell Wilson, you come here, you're in starting position. Not guaranteed, maybe, but you're in starting position.
Do you think if Kenny Pickett would have handled what was going on with Mason Rudolph differently, that he still would have been here and still looked at as the future, even if they brought in Russell Wilson?
Man, is that a great question, Bob. I think, well, how did it go? Who came here first, Wilson or Fields?
Wilson, I thought. And then Fields was brought soon thereafter, I think.
That's
right.
Yeah, they traded for Fields after that.
For Fields. No. We were talking about third, fourth round, and all of a sudden it's a sixth round pick.
I think that Mike Tomlin soured on Kenny Pickett last year, and I think it was a combination of...
But at year's end, and it may not have been what was really happening, he said... As did Mr. Rooney here, is the quarterback.
Yeah, they were.
He's on this roster. Okay, who would you?
Yeah, that was true. But anything else they said was a lie, as pro sports teams do often. They didn't believe in Kenny Pickett anymore.
All right.
There's no way they did. If all it took was, you know, whatever happened around the Seattle game and that stuff last year, or and he did, he wanted out. But the fact of the matter is that Russell Wilson was here and he was going to play. He was guaranteed pole position. Kenny Pickett was basically done. Did you see where Pickett got a chance to do the tush push yesterday, Bob?
Yes.
And executed it. Seemed to like it.
Hey, there are a lot of things to like about being pushed by your tush or tushed by your push or whatever you're doing.
I mean, he was laughing afterward. He seemed to like that play and that it worked for him. So at least he has one of those under his belt, right? He's one for one. What if he ever has to play for them?
I don't know. I mean... It's tough. I never saw, after 2 years, him not being part of the Steelers, after they made such a big deal to go and get him, and how Mike Tomlin talked glowingly of him. And that preseason I still remember that preseason we called those games, Joe. 5 touchdown passes. Every possession turned out to be a long drive touchdowns. We all were, weren't we? You thought Kenny Pickett was going to be...
I did. I thought going into last season, he would rise quickly among quarterbacks, and we were all wrong because of what happened on the field.
He definitely has that machismo.
Yes, he does.